Conclusion. We call upon the member churches to re-examine the ways in which they have ordered the ecclesial ministry and, in particular, to do so in such a way that the diaconal responsibility of their mission is adequately expressed. We are convinced that establishing or strengthening the diaconal ministry and providing training and formation that would facilitate its equal recognition with the pastoral ministry would be an appropriate way of acknowledging and meeting this challenge. This might imply raising the awareness of congregations and pastors regarding the importance of the diaconal ministry and its implications for cooperation in the one ministry of the church. In many contexts, the church is in crisis and in need of re-examining its mission. We do not consider establishing a diaconal ministry to be a universal remedy. Nonetheless, since the one ministry of the church is key for carrying out its mission, we are convinced that the diaconal ministry can make a distinct contribution to making it more credible and effective, being aware that God, through the power of the Spirit, will have to guide and authenticate the church's mission and witness.